objective one achieved. You know, when we came back in pre-season, you know, after the positive season we had last year with the cup win, you know, we targeted, could we achieve the dream of promotion? And, you know, to do that, we need to, you know, achieve a points total that we set the players game in, game out. And, you know, come the turn of November, it shows that Bamburgh Bridge are top of the league. So, you know, delighted with the progress. We know there's a long way to go. We know there's teams with a couple of games in hand below us. But, you know, like I just said, objective one is to be in and around it. And that's where we certainly are.
Since stepping up to take the manager's job, you've made no secret of being ambitious, of wanting to achieve something. You did win a cup last year. How much did that spur you on? Did your players kind of buy into what you were saying when there was a tangible silverware-shaped evidence of it?
I said this last year that, you know, everyone wants to start somewhere. And I said even when Ferguson started his successful run at United, he had to start somewhere. And, you know, we targeted a trophy last year and we threw everything we can at getting that trophy. And I did say to the lads that if you get one trophy, you never know, it could be the catalyst to continue. And, you know, that momentum, that cup win has definitely helped us to recruit players over the close season. It's helped and inspired the lads that were, you know, previously with the club. And together we've generated this ambition that, you know, this club could be put back on the map and could be really successful. And that's what we want to do, really.
Is the biggest challenge consistency, to repeat it game after game, week after week?
It is difficult. And what I've noticed is that, you know, not only have we got outstanding facilities, we have an outstanding pitch that Russ Rigby and Dan Mahoney, you know, work tirelessly on, but when people come and see our facilities and also then match that with our league position, then teams are raising the game. And we've got to raise ours even further. So that consistency is key. And, you know, that's what I say, game in, game out. To be where we want to be, we've got to be better than everybody else. And, you know, consistency, like you've just said, is definitely key to this squad and where we end up at the end of the season.
When there are stuff like international breaks, as we've got one coming up, people perhaps go and watch non-league football or take an interest in non-league football when they wouldn't normally if they follow a league team or whatever. Do you think people who haven't been to Bamburgh Bridge, haven't seen you guys play, would be surprised by the infrastructure, by the standard of stuff like the pitch and the facilities that you've got?
I think they would be. I mean, I haven't come across a person, whether or not it's when we play Preston North End in a pre-season friendly or Morecambe or Chorley or any person that comes down on a weekly basis that can't be delighted or you know, basically struck with the amazing facilities that we've got and equal to the pitch. People that do come down say, really surprised by the standard of football. The standard of football is good. You know, I've said this before, that there isn't a great deal of difference between, you know, the professional game, if you will, the lower ranks professional game and the top ranks of the non-league game. The fundamental difference is the training, the 5-6 days a week. You know, we're probably in 2 or 3 days a week. It's, are you lucky in the right place at the right time to get a professional break? But if you're not, you know, there's no difference in terms of our professionalism, what we expect from our players, you know, week in, week out. A difference between our training mentality or our ethos. It's a very good standard of football. And people that come down week in, week out, or people that only can make it every now and again, they're delighted. And they always say how good it is. So, you know, if people aren't doing anything on the international weekend and want to give it a go, then they wouldn't be disappointed after being at Bamburgh Bridge for an afternoon.
This time of year, FA Cup first round and stuff, there seems to be a bit of spotlight on non-league. Obviously, Shaw Lane from the Evo Stick got themselves there and they got a bit of publicity as a result. Do you look at your own players? Do you look at your own squad as we see this, you know, conversations around the FA Cup and think, actually, I've got players who could do it at a higher level if they got the opportunity? I won't ask you to name names. That would be pretty unkind and they might get nicked off you. But do you look at the standard and think, actually, with that full-time training, there are a lot of players at this level could do it higher?
Yeah, absolutely. And you see them week in, week out against opposition or even in my squad that you see now. If people would get that break or would have got that break, then I'd love to know what they do, you know, with full-time training behind them. But yeah, you know, you look at Shaw Lane, like you've just mentioned. I've just looked at Hyde. You know, we look at Chorley. We look at Fylde. We look at Salford. They've all been in and around our league. And some of them players that are still performing at that level have come from the leagues that we're at. And they're playing, they're pitching themselves up against, you know, professional teams. You only have to see Chorley the day and, you know, the likes of Andy Teague, who's come from our level of football, you know, pitch himself up against, you know, the Fleetwood players and getting the better of them, you know, for the majority of the 90 minutes. So it is, yeah, there are people at our level that can go and step up, I'm sure of it. You know, it's not just the ones that you can pick up like your Jamie Vardy, etc. There's plenty of them, but it's just getting that break at the right time. And for me, you know, I believe that I've got a number of Bamburgh Bridge. I'm trying to put them on the map or move them on because I want them to stay with us and be successful at the club and move my, you know, move our club on to strength to strength. There's definitely players in and around it that I believe that could step up.
Do you, to go back to what we started with, talking about the league and promotion, do you look at clubs that have been promoted? Obviously, I spoke a lot to Lancaster last season when they got promoted and they're now in the Premier Division. Do you look at who has been promoted in the past and look at your club and think, we can do that? There's no reason why, other than not getting the results,
Of course I do, Dan. I mean, I'm going to lie to you. I wouldn't lie to you if, you know, I said I was envious or jealous of Lancaster, Salford, you know, Darlington's, Warrington's, Chorley's, Fylde's, etc., that have come out of our league and kicked on to better things. And I'm desperate, you know, I'm bordering on desperation. I said at the beginning of the season, I'm desperate to put Bamber Bridge where I believe they rightly belong. And you know, that's the Conference North and upwards. And I'm going to do everything I can do to make that dream reality. I can't do it on my own. You know, I've got a fantastic staff. Simon Wiles, my assistant, you know, Mike Faulkner, Jamie Milligan, Stu Barton, you know, my coaches, Ollie Howes, my physio, my chairman, Fran Doyle, Neil Crowe, my director of football, et al. You know, I've got them all. I need everybody to support the dream, if you will. But the dream is certainly to get Bamber Bridge out of this level of football and go and compete again with the likes of Lancaster, Chorley, and so on. But, you know, like I said to you last year, you know, the trophy was going to put us back on the map. It was going to be our catalyst to hopefully further success. And as we turn into November, you know, we are, like you said, we're at the top of the league and we're going to do everything we can do to stay there, even though we know it's going to be a tough ask for the likes of South Shields breathing down our neck and Hyde and Scarborough's. But you know what? We're not going to give it up. You know, we're going to give it our very best this season, and hopefully by the end of the season, you know, that dream is one step closer to putting Bamber Bridge higher up the non-league pyramid.